Hi APGers, it's the old curmudgeon here. This week I thought I might tell you about Taffy Holden, who flew a Lightning. Well, that doesn't sound very remarkable, does it? Even though the English Electric Lightning was a remarkable fighter. Capable of Mach 2, the Lightning had been taken to 88,000 feet and successfully intercepted a U-2, previously thought to be unreachable. It could take off at around 2,000 feet and could provide a constant climb rate of 20,000 feet a minute, at least until reaching the tropopause, and could famously go supersonic in a climb. So all in all, an impressive aircraft for its time, but mastered by plenty of RAF pilots. So what was so impressive about Taffy Holden? Well, I'll tell you. Taffy Holden flew a single-seat Mark 1A Lightning, X-ray Mike 135. But he wasn't a pilot. He was an engineer. Wing Commander Taffy Holden ran 33 Maintenance Unit at RAF Lynham and was preparing X-ray Mike 135 for dispatch to a target facilities flight. Now, Taffy admits that he had some flying experience on Tiger Moths and the like, as in those days it was considered useful training for engineers to gain a little flying experience. But that was it. This particular Lightning had proved troublesome. It had a recurring electrical fault that occurred early in the takeoff roll and robbed the flight instruments of power. Pilots had repeatedly snagged the aircraft and components had been replaced without success, and eventually the pilots refused to fly it further until it had been fixed. Taffy, left in a dilemma, took it upon himself to fast taxi the aircraft to reproduce the fault. And after only a cursory brief on how to start and run the engines, he had it towed out onto a disused runway to experiment. As luck would have it, the foreman of engine trades did mention that once reheat was selected, latches had to be pulled to allow the throttles to be retarded. Having no working radio, a Land Rover was nearby to relay permissions to do each run with hand signals. A couple of short runs were performed without incident until Taffy made his near-fatal error. Opening up the throttles for the next run, he pushed them a little too far and into the reheat range where they latched into position, and the aircraft leapt forward like only a Lightning could. Ahead of him, crossing the runway, was a 3,600-gallon fuel bowser, which he passed behind as the aircraft accelerated, and he desperately tried to find the latches to release the throttles. He passed over the intersection with the duty runway, this time just behind a departing de Havilland Comet, and with airspeed building and the village of Bradenstoke beyond the end of his short runway, he pulled back on the stick and took to the air. With clear blue sky ahead, Taffy had time to look in, find the latches, and pull back the throttles. Turning to try and keep the airfield in sight, he thought about ejecting, but his seat was in safe-to-servicing state, with every device pinned, making it useless. Wobbling around a circuit, Taffy tried to line up on the duty runway, but made a complete mess of his first attempt. His second go was worse as he descended into a valley on the approach until he was below the runway, and his third go was not much better. He decided to try the runway from the other direction, and after a long final, he gradually got the aircraft into a reasonable position and he plonked it onto the runway, crunching the tail into the tarmac. This had the unfortunate effect of cutting through the cables of the brake chute, so when he deployed it, it fell out uselessly onto the tarmac. Hanging onto the brake lever, he hauled the aircraft to a halt with a mere 300 feet of runway left. For 12 desperate minutes, Taffy Holden hung on to his life. Two or three of his landing attempts had come so close to killing him, it's hardly surprising that he was something of a nervous wreck. Over the next few years, he spent time in hospital, coming to terms with the mental anguish that his exploits inflicted on his emotions. A unit inquiry resulted in a formal interview with the Commander-in-Chief, after which he was invited to remove his hat and sit down, whilst the Air Marshal then proceeded to regale Taffy with stories of his own escapades flying in Mesopotamia. At the time, some rather fanciful versions of this story were published, but this one is taken from Taffy's own account. And should you ever get the chance to visit the Duxford Aircraft Museum in Cambridgeshire, there you will find Taffy Holden's Lightning.